the first thing when I saw that this was vetoed, like not even partially funded from 47%, it was completely vetoed. I mean, my stomach just sank down because we're just outside of a month of disaster, which really impacted the community. And so when I saw this, I thought, here we go. One other hit on the community. And within a very short period of time, in a community that is also impacted in other ways, other, you know, neighborhoods were impacted. So this is part of a larger equation, and we understand that. But this is a core part of who we are and what we do. The third thing that occurred to me, Gina, is that this is also an opportunity for some really big investment in arts and culture right now. What can we do as a region? What can we do as a community to put something big in place? Could there potentially be a dedicated fund locally of non-TDT funding for our grants program? Could there possibly be a one-year funding resource that's given to these arts and cultural organizations that are needing some help, kind of like the stimulus program did for during COVID? It also gives us a bigger way of looking at the whole entire region, because it wasn't just Leon County that the state cuts impacted it. Gadsden and Wakulla, there were other arts organizations throughout. So it gives us an opportunity as a region to look at how we are funded, and can we possibly come up with an additional way that could be put into place that also could carry forward.
And as an example, are you thinking in terms of like talking to the Tallahassee City Commission, that kind of thing?
Yeah, reaching out to commissioners and then looking regional too. So then that way, depending on what happens with the state funding for next year, in the grand scheme of things, are there other ways that we can do this regionally?
Did you get a lot of panicked calls last week?
Yes, calls and emails on Wednesday, those that were up for funding reached out and said, "So is this it? Does this really mean that we're not going to get any funding?" And so we looked into it and we said, yes, this is what the governor's veto means. And we are looking into this to see if there's any options. You know, we've got very large organizations to small organizations. And for Leon County, that can mean, you know, an organization up to, you know, $2 or $3 million for larger organizations. And then there's the small organizations that may have just like, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 in their budget. This is very precious funding. You know, we do not have in Leon County a consistent way to fund what I call non-TDT projects, which means if you have a project that doesn't really qualify for tourism development tax, you have to find other ways to fund it. So that's one of the reasons why this funding is just so incredibly important. It really adds to the ecosystem of programming, which then adds to really robust economic development, adds to tourism, and really services our communities
Yeah.
in ways that they've been dependent on for years.
Right.
If you look back several sessions, you'll see that there's always been funding for arts and culture grants through the Division of Arts and Culture. And those are grants that go out to most counties, a lot of counties, goes into rural areas, places that a lot of times do not have any other funding means than these state grants. So Florida's been reliable in that way. So I think there was a confidence that we would get some kind of funding this year. For Leon County, it's almost $908,000 that 23 organizations were originally recommended for.
And that strikes me as a huge hit for this community.
It is. There's going to be multiple impacts from this. You know, these 23 organizations and the industry itself, we're resilient. We've been resilient for the last few years through COVID. We are still coming out of some of that recovery as far as the financial recovery. And so to give this kind of veto now, when momentum has only been going up, is a real blow.
And we need to add that several of the organizations on that veto list were recovering from the tornadoes, are recovering. And with this veto, what are the odds that we're going to lose some of them now?
Well, we're going to work really hard to try to not have that happen. So we've been reaching out to organizations. They've been reaching out to us to also talk about what kinds of options, what kinds of funding that they have. So COCA's on that the list of 23, but our core services, our staffing, everything's staying the same for next year. Other organizations, they're in different places. And so we're kind of getting an idea of where folks are. Those impacted by the tornado, we've already been helping out. They've had fundraisers. We've encouraged them to apply for FEMA funding and are trying to route as much of that kind of help once it arrives to them. Some of them are launching fundraisers, organizations like a Mickey Faust or a Southern Shakespeare. Those are the folks that are really going to kind of get this double whammy of not having any state funding and really trying to recover from the devastations from the tornadoes.
You know, one of the things Governor DeSantis said was he just doesn't think certain things, in this case, presumably these arts grants, should be coming from the state. And so does that give you any concerns about the whole division of arts and culture, the state's division that was handing out these grants to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. The House and Senate definitely see the need for this. So I think we've got an opportunity right now to help inform the governor and to get him to understand what kind of impact these programs have on the state.
Have you heard from any of the local lawmakers about this?
Yes, Representative Tantz in a social media post, and she's in huge support of the arts and culture industry. And she was talking about what a detriment this is going to end up being for our community, how it's going to negatively impact the economy.
What do you recommend that the people that live in this area do to help the arts community now?
COCA has three action steps that we are asking folks to do. And one of them is to support your organizations, become a member, become a subscriber when seasons start to be announced in August and September, donate. Their next budgets are coming up. Some of them are starting in July. Helping them out now, right now, anywhere from, you know, Taliesin Symphony, Le Moyne, Taliesin Ballet, Bach Parley, Young Actors Theater, Southern Shakespeare, there's a whole list of them. Please go in and help these folks out. That's first. Second is if you do have a sponsorship, if you've got some grant money, if you're a foundation or if you're an individual and you want to give money to the grants program, please contact COCA. I'm at Kathleen@TallahasseeArts.org. We can connect you with the industry, or if you have something that you can give to help out with us to redistribute funds to the community, please do. And then the third thing is to help us with this local grant program situation where we're going to go into FY25 and we will not have our match. So we're going to be discussing this with the city of Tallahassee. And so if you are a art supporter and can help out in any of those ways, if you're a community supporter and believe in arts and culture and what it does for our community, you know, please step in as you can and help us out.